Chapter 2, The Mountain Wakes Up. Jed, Seth, and Sarah made marks on the trees as they walked. This was to help them find their way back later. By mid-morning, they had reached the place where they had the family picnic. Sarah was delighted to find a group of blackberry bushes. As she carefully picked and tasted blackberries, her brothers quietly fished. When Sarah had filled her pail with blackberries, she walked over to the river to join her brothers. Her fingers were purple with blackberry juice, so was her mouth. "Did you save any for us, or did you eat them all?" laughed Jed when he saw his sister's face. Then Jed looked at the sun. It was high in the sky. "Time for lunch," he said. Jed handed out the lunch their mother had packed. They ate hungrily. Pointing to the nearby mountaintop, Seth shouted, "Did you see that? The mountain moved."
"It did not," said Sarah.
"Sometimes smoke and fire come out of the top of that mountain," said Seth in a quiet voice. "You see, that mountain's alive. It sleeps for a long time, and then it wakes up."
"It is not alive," yelled Sarah. "You're just trying to scare me."